case number 13068, Lindsay Hernandez seeks variances from the rear and side yard setback requirements for an existing and proposed structure. Section 115-183, 115-185, and 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of River Road and east of Point View Road. The 911 address is 31594 River Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 234, map 34.10, parcel 78. The applicant is seeking a 6.7-foot and a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing garage, a 0.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for the existing garage, a 0.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Well, my name is James Wheatley. My address is 402 Falk Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
And are you testifying as well, ma'am? I think you hit the button off. There you go.
My name is Lindsay Hernandez. My address is 303 Webb Road, Newark, Delaware, 19711.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
We put a variance in to alter a structure that sits outside the setbacks that you guys have set for the state. We're building a property down there. Well, I'm building a property down there, and I would like to extend the existing structure 6 feet towards the water, and wanted to make sure that I get the okay from you guys. The neighbor next door has a garage that they did work to as well that we put in for evidence. They sort of did the same thing that we're trying to do. So I would just like to do the same thing in essence. Right now there's a dilapidated building that we're going to get rid of, excavate, and they're going to put a new property there. And we'd like to attach the house to the existing structure that's there now. I sent over a last-minute email of the proposed new structure completed on a tax map completed.
Questions?
And I'd like to see what's coming down the line here, but just for clearer understanding on my part, so the property itself has an existing garage. Are you adding on to that garage, or are you adding on to the abandoned building?
I'm adding on to the garage.
To the garage itself?
Yes. The abandoned building will be excavated and a new house will be put there.
Do you, and I believe we, and you're going to build the new house within the building restriction line?
Yes, that's why I had brought the copy of this to make sure.
Dr. Carson, it's up on the screen. I can pass it down as well if you want to look at it closer.
Okay. And I looked at the second set of drawings, too. Is the existing garage, will it continue to be a garage?
Yes.
I was looking at what I thought was I thought it was an ADU, but the differences are going into the new structure within the building restriction line.
Right, the new structure.
I'm asking you.
Oh.
Can you read that?
Yes. I believe we were the one emailing.
Right, we were talking, yeah.
Okay.
So where it says proposed dwelling there, that's also over top of the abandoned building that's there now. That's what was throwing me off.
Yep.
Okay.
That's going to come down.
Yeah, understood.
So you're showing the shadow of the existing.
Exactly, yeah, just showing the new structure where it's going to sit within the, you know, the feasible lines.
It's good. I like it when people do that. We don't get much of that, so that's what was throwing me off.
Thank you.
And your addition is going towards the home that you propose to build, not towards the roadside to take a bad and make it worse.
No. No, sir.
So did you say you're going to tear down the existing building and the garage?
No.
No.
Just the existing building, because okay. It's already...
The roof caving in.
Okay, so all you're going to do with the garage is just add on to that end.
6 feet.
It's going to be closer to the house.
Yes.
And I heard you state that your neighbor is about the same length away from the house.
Well, he's about the same length to the road.
Okay.
So I just used him as evidence.
Does your property line go to the road, or is there a space between your property line and the road?
From the garage to the road, there's space.
Yeah, there's
no, from your property line to the road.
Oh, yeah, there's...
you know about how much that is?
3.3.
Thank you.
I think his question was from the... There's 3.3 feet from the garage to the front property line.
Yes.
But from the edge of paving of the adjacent road, when you look at that site plan, it looks like there possibly is a gap there. There's a line there that says edge of paving.
Yeah.
And then
there's, do you know how far that is?
I do not. I can definitely get that if you need
it. Yeah.
Less than 5 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet. More than 5 feet.
More than 5 feet.
I would say right on it.
That was 3.3.
Talking about the
looks like if we scaled it, it would be like another 5 feet.
Yeah.
For that.
Have you talked to the neighbors on either side of your this house?
I talked to the neighbor to the left. She had just finished building her new house. He didn't seem to have any problems with that. She was happy to have a new house possibly built next door instead of having a dilapidated structure next to her house. And the guy to the right, they don't have like a relationship with him, so I didn't really go over there and talk to the...
Is there any flooding problems?
Where this property sits right outside the flood zone.
In looking at your drawing, and I believe you said that you plan to attach the new housing structure to the extended garage. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it makes for an interesting question then, because it's... So does the garage attached to the house make for a single structure that's in violation of the building restriction line then?
Well, the we're asking for the variance for that because the River Road is actually the rear yard.
Yeah.
On this one. That's something the commission had. Am I correct on that, Ms. Norwood?
Correct.
So the setback from River Road is actually like 10 feet as opposed to what we would normally see.
Okay.
So it would still be the same setback.
I'll come back, but we're going to end up, if this is approved, you're going to be talking about a single structure, a house with an attached garage on it.
Yes.
Okay. When was this garage? Do you know when this garage was built?
2002.
And I believe the neighbors was built 2013.
Any homeowners association or anything?
Looking at your drawing here, it looks to me like a significant part of your rear yard is actually part of the Indian River. Is that right?
Yes.
And then your, is there a reason why the addition needs to encroach into the side yard? Is there a reason why it can't comply?
Well, in the, this was just a rough. On the blueprints, we actually kicked in the attached part, the foot and a half, so where it could comply, and then we were going to build the small breezeway to the house. And I actually have, we uploaded the actual blueprints to show that.
Yeah, I guess my, one of the things that you have to try to do is, one of the standards is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief.
Right.
So when we have an addition, if there's a way to, I know it's 0.5 and 0.6, it encroaches, so it's not a lot. But is there a reason why that addition could not comply? Is there a structural, foundational reason why it can't comply?
No.
Okay. So why is the variance for the addition needed?
Well, just because the rest of the garage sits outside the setback line, so I was trying to make sure what we were doing was going to be all right. I didn't want to build something and then get told it needs to be taken down.
Well, I guess, you know, I look at the dwelling and the kind of that breezeway that kind of appears, I guess that's a breezeway.
Yes.
That goes to the garage and to the addition. That appears to all be within the side yard setback.
Yes.
Why isn't the rest of the addition in the side yard setback?
Well, it is. So if I attached the blueprints as well.
Okay.
That reflects what you were saying.
So are you saying you don't need a variance for the addition?
I mean,
The side yard variance?
No, not the side yard.
Okay, because on the drawing that we have here, the proposed conditions plan,
yeah,
it shows it projecting into the side yard setback area.
Yeah, the survey guy that we were using, there was a lot of complication. It was hard to get him on the phone.
Okay.
And but the blueprints, the engineer that I used for the blueprints, he did exactly, and I sent my surveyor the exact blueprints that shows. I have it in paper, too, if you want to see it.
You can give it to Mr. Wood. Does it have well and septic?
Yes, well.
Well and septic.
Thank you.
Wastewater?
I'm not sure about that yet.
Yes, yes.
Has a septic system?
Yes. It's
where is that located?
It's in the backyard. It's in between the neighbors and ours. The lady's new home.
Yeah, there it is.
So it's within the building envelope, the well and septic?
Yes. And as you can see, if you look up the 1.5 feet, I indicated it right there in the breeze. I kicked it back into 1.5 feet, so it would comply.
Yeah, okay, so that breezeway comes in, so it'll comply.
Yes.
And but what it's showing is proposed addition on the site plan from May 13th. That shows kind of like a rectangle that comes out, the addition. You're saying that's not going to be a rectangle.
That's going to kick in like that.
Okay, so you don't need that variance.
No, sir.
Okay, all right.
I sent him those blueprints, so he should have followed that to the T.
Okay, all right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
Else, Mr. Short?
I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Would you agree that what you're representing on here gives us a better depiction in terms of the side yard setback? And because when I follow the line on the original that we have, it looks like we're angling towards the corner, but it...
That is the exact depiction of what's...
This is what you're...
Yes, sir.
Telling us would be the real...
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I do have one more.
Everything's angled.
Yeah. So it looks to me like the only variances then that are needed are going to be for the existing garage.
Yes.
Nothing new.
I put both in just in case. I wasn't sure if I needed just one or the other.
Sure.
So I put
and staff also tries to advertise for more with the idea that if we don't need them, then we can take them out.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure what we're looking for then is a 6.7 from the 10-foot rear yard for the garage, a 1 foot from the 10-foot rear yard for the existing garage, and a 0.5 foot from the 5 feet side yard for the existing garage.
Yeah.
Is that right, Ms. Norwood? Is that right?
Yes, that's what I have.
Where's the 1 foot come from? Because I'm looking at this.
I think I tried to scale the opposite corner where it's 3.3 feet from the rear property line. And
that
see
looks
how
like
it kind of angles?
Yeah, but it looks like it's more than, you would need more than a 1 foot variance.
I might have done it backwards. I think it's
because it doesn't.
Good at that.
I mean,
I did it real quick before we got in here tonight.
Yeah, I think we might want to look at that number.
It's 4 feet.
It's 4 feet
off from the property line.
Okay, so we would need a 6 foot variance rather than
a
1 foot. Okay.
Yeah, I did that part wrong.
All right.
After
I said it, I was like, wait, where's
I was
that?
Like, wait, it scaled at 4 feet.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what I did after
That's, well, you may have thought, probably looking at 5 foot.
I think I directly went to 5 feet.
Yeah. So, okay. So what we need is a 6.7 foot from the 10-foot rear yard, a 6 foot from the 10-foot rear yard, and a 0.5 from the 5 foot side yard for the existing garage.
Yes.
All right. Very good. That sound right, Mr.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13068 for Lindsay Hernandez and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13068 for Lindsay Hernandez for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions because of the rear it's squeezed in because of the water behind it. I do believe there's the exceptional practical difficulty where the garage sits was not created by the applicant. I don't believe it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too. So the vote of 3-0, your case is approved.